We are at the moment working on a scheme to assist people and families in Mayo and Donegal who have mica in their homes, and I've been in those homes and met those people. And that is being worked on, and it will be delivered this year, hopefully in the next couple of weeks or months, but it's not entirely under my control. But pyrite is different to mica. The cost of remediating mica homes is going to be a lot more than was the case for pyrite homes. And also behind that, as Senator Humphreys mentioned, including very many in my constituency, particularly in Dublin and Leinster, by the way, but also in Munster and Connacht as well, about 70,000 people living in apartments that are defective. And the Senator is correct to say that the state needs to help. But sometimes I think the state has no face. Behind the state, there are taxpayers and there are citizens. And taking on the cost of remediating and repairing 70,000 apartments, it's quite a bill, and will mean if we do that, we won't be able to do other things. And they're the real choices that you have to make in government. So anything we do, whether it's assisting people whose homes are affected by mica, whether it's assisting people who live in defective apartment buildings, we have to know the cost. We have to work out what contribution would come from the taxpayer and what would come from the owners of those homes themselves, and we have to consider what other things as a consequence of that we can't do. And that's the realpolitik that I face every day in government, which I understand is not the case when you're not in government, but that's the base that I operate in, and government does too. And we make those decisions every day. Which two things do we do, and which two things do we also want to do, but now we can't do? And that's the hard part of the job, but a job I love nonetheless.